This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I have an important new article on naturalnews.com offering a detailed timeline of events that we believe are likely to occur between today and January 20th. I'm recording this on September 20th. It'll probably be a couple days later by the time you hear this, but the broad brushes of what is about to occur are quite clear in my assessment. And notably, I've been told by sources in law enforcement, they're confirming that Trump does not plan to get aggressive with the rioters until after the election. So this is a very big deal because it means that we cannot expect really any kind of law enforcement stoppage of the increasingly escalating riots and violence until after Election Day. And the fear from Trump is that he doesn't want to appear too heavy-handed against these rioters, given that the media keeps calling them peaceful protesters. Of course, these so-called peaceful protesters are burning down buildings and small businesses. They are assaulting innocent bystanders. They are attacking police officers. They're trying to set fire to buildings with people inside them. So they're committing attempted homicide and arson, property destruction, and much more. So that's what the media now calls peaceful, while Kamala Harris says that she supports all of these activities. And she said it's not violence, it's just people marching in the streets. Okay, right. Throwing Molotov cocktails at police. But all of this changes after Election Day. Once the election is in the bag, Trump almost immediately gets more aggressive with the protesters. And we are anticipating that he will be forced to invoke the Insurrection Act to put down the riots. Because we also anticipate that after Election Day, and perhaps even beginning on that night, the radical left will launch Operation Chaos, which is designed to cause so much chaos and confusion across the country that no one can really succeed in accurately counting the votes. And thus, they want to throw the election into uncertainty. Now, of course, they wouldn't be doing this if they thought that their man, Joe Biden, could win an honest election. If he were really ahead, like the polls claim, of course, the polls are rigged, just like they were back in 2016. But if he were really ahead, they wouldn't have to launch Operation Chaos. They could just rely on the American people to elect Biden to office. But have you noticed that Biden's rallies are empty, whereas Trump's rallies are packed, even during COVID-19? Trump will have 10, 20, 30,000 people at a rally or a boating event or a car event or some kind of rally, whereas Joe Biden is seen waving to an empty tarmac at a regional airport, nobody there except his own staff and security. And that's it. There's no enthusiasm for Joe Biden. And the Democrats know this. And that's why they are pursuing Operation Chaos. They have to cause chaos and confusion. But we're going to see an eruption of violence and rioting like we've never seen before in the history of this country, probably beginning right after the election. And it's going to be limited, however, for the most part. I mean, the worst parts of it will be limited to blue cities in blue counties in blue states, because that's where these people have learned they can get away with their violence, where the DAs won't charge them, where they won't even set bail for them. They'll just release them back on the streets, even after they've been arrested assaulting cops. But in red states, they're not going to try as much, because in places like Texas and other red states, the governors use the National Guard to crack down on the rioters. And after the election, with Trump having federal troops now deployed and ready to go across America, and perhaps even an invocation of the Insurrection Act, which would activate U.S. military troops that Trump has pre-positioned across 50 cities in the United States. With that happening, the riots and the looting and the arson and the violence will be largely halted within just days. And this will throw a wrench in the plans of the leftists because they want to cause chaos. So what they will do at that point, they will go guerrilla. They will start destroying infrastructure. They will attack power grid substations. They will poison water supplies. They will bomb government buildings. They will destroy railroads. They will hijack trucks on the highway and use IEDs beside highways to shut them down. They will block transportation, electricity, water, telecommunications, transportation, I mean, anything they can. And this will lead to extreme food shortages, as well as panic and mayhem across the cities all over this country. And this is all designed as asymmetrical warfare. This is designed to occupy law enforcement, to keep them busy with guerrilla warfare style tactics. That's what this is. It's going to go underground, and the same left-wing people that were rioting in the streets with sticks and bottles and rocks and so on, they will then pick up their arms, and they will start staging kidnappings and ransom. They will start having targeted assassinations of specific Republicans and perhaps independent journalists, for all we know. They will specifically target certain federal buildings for arson attacks using much more than Molotov cocktails. They will use explosives. These will be weapons of mass destruction. And if they can, they will engage in bombings of public places, something like what Hamas does in the Middle East from time to time. The radical Islamic terrorists put on an explosive vest, walk into a cafe, self-detonate, and kill 20 or 40 people, something like that. You're going to see leftists start doing that in America. So America is about to descend into a war zone with extreme left-wing terrorists who will most likely lose the election, but that will only further radicalize them. And we already have AOC out there calling for radicalization of leftists, and Michael Moore saying that leftists have to amp up their level of savagery, or I'm paraphrasing, something about how they need to be more radical in order to crush this nation. Again, that's a paraphrase, but that's what he means. But remember, most of this violence will be focused in the cities, although some of it will go out into the suburbs and the shopping malls and the restaurants and so on, because this is going to be now left-wing terrorism on steroids all across America. We will have troops on the streets. And like I said a year ago, you will beg for them. You will welcome them, because there will be so much anarchy and bloodshed and chaos, war zones across America, that you will absolutely beg Trump to deploy the military. And when he does, you will thank him for it. Now, this is something that America is going to have to go through, because we are living among insane, delusional, lawless extremists known as Democrats and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, who hate everything that America stands for, and they will stop at nothing to try to tear it down and utterly destroy it. But once they are destroyed, which seems likely to happen, the military will put them down. The militias across America will protect communities. Trump will activate military police arrests and the Insurrection Act, most likely. He will deal with this issue, and law enforcement across the country will change their rules of engagement as necessary to just start shooting terrorists when those terrorists are attacking police officers. So there is going to be a massive backlash against the left-wing terrorism, and law enforcement and pro-Constitution conservatives, Christians, Trump supporters, citizens, and so on are going to rise up, and they are going to defend their country and defeat the domestic enemies who are trying to bring it down. And on the other side of that, we are going to see mass arrests of the traitors. We're going to see mass arrests and probably military tribunals, perhaps even for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, but most certainly for people in the category of James Comey, John Brennan, perhaps Andrew McCabe, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, and other treasonous actors who have been working against the interests of the United States and who have been working on behalf of communist China. And I expect to see Trump take aggressive action against the tech giants and their censorship because they have been complicit in this. They have been acting on behalf of communist China to crush the freedoms of the American people. And big tech has committed numerous crimes against the United States of America, including election rigging, election interference through politically targeted censorship. So I expect arrests of many of the top managers and CEOs of the tech companies if we can make it all the way through this with Trump remaining in power and the American people taking our country back. So there is good news on the other side of all this. There's a silver lining, but it's going to be hell to go through in the short term. And we should all be prepared for that. We need maximum preparedness. So, of course, check out my free downloadable ebook, The Global Reset Survival Guide. That's at globalreset.news. And also check out my site, prepwithmike.com, which has preparedness videos and podcasts to help you get prepared. Thank you for listening.